So today I'm going to talk about Preeti and what is its definition. Preeti is translated as love. But actually love has got so many different meanings and people have various concepts of love. And therefore love is not a proper word for Preeti. Preeti is also called Prema. Both are synonyms. What we specifically mean by Preeti or Prema, that is hardly understood by anybody. Even among the scholars or philosophers. So I'm going to read from Preeti Sandarbha of Jiva Goswami, text number 61, where he is defining what is Preeti. Because in our sampradaya, in our school especially, our goal is to attain Preeti. So if we have a goal, we must know at least what it is. If you want to go to Jaipur, you must know where it is and what is the path which leads to it. If you simply want to go to Jaipur, but we don't know where is Jaipur, or we wrongly think Bharatpur as Jaipur, then we will not reach Jaipur. So it is very important to first know it, and also to know the difference between Preeti and what we may also think Preeti or others think Preeti, that thing called love. It is very crucial to know this. What we want to achieve, we must know it. What we don't want to attain, that also we must understand, so that we don't get the wrong thing. If you want pure gold, you have to know what is purity of the gold, and you also have to know what is impure gold, so that you avoid it. So he says, atha tasya swarup lakshanam. The defining characteristic of Preeti, says this I will give. And because Jiva Goswami always bases his philosophy on Shastra, so instead of just saying himself, he will first quote a verse from Vishnu Purana. And then he will analyze that verse. Sri Vishnu Purane Prahladena Atidesa Dwara Darshitam. The defining characteristic of Preeti has been spoken by Prahlad Maharaj, a great devotee of Lord Narasimhadev, by Atidesha. Atidesha means when you apply one thing or another, or you say one thing, something is like that. Sort of comparison basically. So this is from Vishnu Purana 120:19. Ya Preetir Avivekanam Vishyeshu Anapayini Tvam Anusmaratah Same Hridyan Naap Sarpatu. Says, my Lord, that Preeti which man who lack discrimination have in the sense objects, a similar Preeti should not move away from my heart when I remember you. So this is the verse he has spoken, and from this verse Jiva Goswami is going to extract the definition of Preeti. He has not really defined Preeti explicitly, but he has given an example. And that example, he says that this type of Preeti, which is unending, undiminishing. People in the material world are always after sense pleasure, and they never give it up. Never they give it up. For some time they may get frustrated, they may get depressed, but they never give up the hankering for sense pleasure. Even if they are not capable to enjoy, they have the desire for it. So that desire, that consciousness, it always exists in their mind. Naturally. without any training, without any education, without any preaching. And it is never taken away from their heart. They never become free from this. And it is never satisfied. So therefore they never become renounced of sense pleasure. Whether they are physically capable of enjoying or materially, financially, socially, politically, they never give up the desire to enjoy. It is like a flow of water in the river, which continuously flows. Like that, a flow goes on in the dreams also, in the wakeful state also. Always planning, thinking of sense pleasure. Just few days ago in the newspaper there was a news, one famous film actor from Hollywood was saying that every 7 seconds I think of sex. So that means it is a continuous stream. That means that is the running thought in his mind. He may be doing other things, but he never forgets this. Obviously, if he is a famous actor, he must do many other things also, meeting people, talking, acting, and other, you know, bodily needs. But this thought runs underneath like current. So this is material life. That's what actually most people are like that. So sex, of course, is the ultimate in sense pleasure. But when it is not that, then it is some other pleasure they are thinking of. So therefore, Prahlad Maharaj says, Ya Pritir Avivekanam Vishyesu Anapayini. Anapayini is the name of Lakshmi, because she never goes away from the Lord. Apaya means to go away, and Anapaya means not to go away. And Anapayini is feminine of that. So because Priti is a feminine word, therefore Anapayini. So this Priti in the material beings is Anapayini. Constant, unending. It says, Tvam anusmarata same hridyat napsat. So it says that Priti should not leave my heart while I remember you. Of course, Prahlad is not praying that even when I remember you, I should not forget sense pleasure. That's not what he means. But what he means is similar priti for you, I should have, and it should never leave me. Although he is using the word sa, that means that priti for you, which has the same definition. That as their priti is unending, my priti for you should also be unending. So it is in the sense of similarity. Therefore, Jiva Goswami uses the word atidesha. Atidesha means when one thing is utilized for another thing. Suppose you want to make khichdi and you need mung dal. But mung dal is not available, then you use udad dal. So then udad dal is an atidesha for mung dal. So like that he is defining priti, and atidesa for that is material priti, this material love. And this we must distinguish these two very clearly, because word used is same, and that's why the confusion comes. If you speak this love for God or love for priti in the material world, they will say, oh yeah, I know this, I experienced this. If you talk to yogis, they will also talk about love, the gyanis also talk about love. Now everybody talks about love. The musicians, the poets, the playwrights, common men, everyone talks about love. But this is not the type of love which is being talked here in Priti Sandarbha. This we must know. Therefore, the very first statement when Jiva Goswami comments on this, he says, Ya yal lakshana sa tal lakshana iti artha. Although Prahlad says that of course signifies that very Priti which they have. But that will not make sense, because Prahlad is a devotee of the Lord, so how he can pray for that Preeti which is for sense pleasures. So then it means it is not that but like that. Therefore says Ya Yat Lakshana, that Preeti, the definition, the characteristic which that Preeti has, same characteristic I should have for your Preeti. Tal Lakshana. Natu Ya Saiva. First he says, not exactly that, but like that. Vakshiman Lakshana Ekyat. Because the definition is same basically. Tathapi Purvasya, yet there is a difference. And what is the difference? And this we must know very clearly. And we must meditate on this and try to understand it. Purvasya Maya Shakti Vritti Mayatvena Uttrasya Swarup Shakti Vritti Mayatvena Bhetat. Etaduktam bhavati. That the first one, the Preeti, the I will keep on using the word Preeti because love is confusing. And everybody has their own concept of love. So then again you will misunderstand. So I will only use the word Preeti. Because for that you don't have a concept. He says that the first Preeti is a manifestation of energy of Maya, the external energy of the Lord. That means it is in the modes of nature. It is in Rajagun, Sattvagun and Tamagun. And therefore it keeps on fluctuating because modes fluctuate. It never comes to an end, that is a fact. But it also does not stay constant. It may increase, it may decrease. Therefore people become sometimes little bit renounced. Somebody dies in the family, there is a little bit of renunciation, some sadness. But that doesn't mean that they have lost the Preeti for that. Then it again comes back. But the second one which Prahlad is begging for, that is a manifestation of Lord's internal potency. Uttrasya Swarup Shakti Vritti Mayatvena. That is a manifestation of Lord's internal potency. And that internal potency is not material. It is transcendental and it is conscious. And just as the material Preeti always will take you towards material objects, whether they are sentient or insentient, the spiritual Preeti, the Swarup Shakti, will always take you towards the Lord. Your mind again and again will be on the Lord. And these two cannot stay together. Because the first one, Maya Shakti Vritti, is like darkness. And Swarup Shakti Vritti is like light. So just as light and darkness don't stay together, they don't stay together. So this is the difference between them. The first one is self-centered, as he is going to explain, and the other one is other-centered. The Vishaya Preeti is self-centered and Bhagavat Preeti is Bhagavat-centered. This is the difference. Jiva Goswami will show very marvelously. He will do this analysis.